With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Hurricane Melissa remains a Category 2 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles an hour after battering Jamaica overnight. It was located about 150 miles south of the central Bahamas, moving northeast. The storm's being blamed for at least 35 deaths and millions of dollars in damage. In Jamaica, Christian nonprofit relief organization Food for the Poor is racing to get emergency supplies and food to victims. Spokesman Kivette Silveira says being on the ground and making advanced preparations made all the difference.
You're preparing before, because that is critical. Pre-preparation is very important. But then when the activity is there, it's imminent, it's right at the door knocking. Now you're putting all your pre-prep activities into action. What are the things that need to be shut down? What are the trucks that need to be locked 2 days before, 24 hours before, and at the time of the hurricane?
Listeners wishing to make donations to support the current Hurricane Melissa relief efforts can go to the website foodforthepoor.org/Melissa25. President Trump appears to be ruling out a third term in office. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump has been publicly toying with the idea of running for a third term in the White House, even though the Constitution's 22nd Amendment says no one can be elected president more than twice. He told reporters aboard Air Force One that if you read it, it's pretty clear. I'm not allowed to run. It's too bad. However, the president didn't rule out entirely the possibility of staying in office despite that, saying, we'll see what happens. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 74 points, the NASDAQ rose 131, the S&P down a fraction. This is SRN News. How much religious freedom do you have?
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
King Charles has dedicated the country's first national memorial to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender troops. The United Kingdom ended its ban on homosexuality in the armed forces 25 years ago. The king, who is ceremonial head of the armed forces, laid flowers at the monument in the National Memorial Arboretum in central England. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The Federal Reserve cut its key interest rate today for a second time this year as it seeks to shore up economic growth and hiring even as inflation stays elevated, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
The committee decided to lower the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point to 3.75% to 4%.
President Trump set to hold talks with the Chinese leader Xi Jinping.
Thursday's face-to-face meeting between the presidents will be their first since Donald Trump's first term. It comes as tensions remain high between the U.S. and China, as both countries have been willing to play hardball. Even though President Trump has vowed to impose additional 100% tariffs on Chinese exports, he has repeatedly expressed optimism about reaching a trade deal this week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At the closing bell on Wall Street, the Dow was down 75 points, the NASDAQ up by 130. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.